AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Senate passed a bill early this morning to fund most of the Department of Homeland Security, but House Republicans rejected it. Sucker Magani has more.
The Senate bill would pay TSA workers but not fund ICE or Customs Enforcement and Border Patrol.
This gambit that was done last night is a joke.
And Speaker Mike Johnson says the House will instead look to pass a bill funding the entire department for roughly 2 months, challenging the Senate to follow suit.
They could do that as early as Monday.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says the measure would be dead on arrival, meaning the DHS shutdown, now in its 42nd day, could drag on. President Trump has now signed an executive order to pay TSA agents. His new Homeland Security chief says they should start seeing paychecks as soon as Monday. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
In the war in the Middle East, attacks appear to be intensifying, including strikes on Iran's nuclear facilities, while an Iranian missile attack wounded several U.S. service members and damaged refueling planes at a base in Saudi Arabia. Meantime, President Trump's reiterated his desire for Saudi Arabia and Israel to normalize ties when the war ends.
It's now time. We've now taken them out, and they are out bigly. We got to get into the Abraham Accords.
Lisa Dwyer reports a school bus crash in western Tennessee has killed 2 students and injured 7 other people.
This is a parent's worst nightmare, and we recognize that.
Major Travis Plotzer.
We responded to a crash in Carroll County on Highway 70. It involved 3 vehicles, a Montgomery County school bus, a TDOT dump truck, and a Chevrolet Trailblazer.
Officials say the school bus was carrying students and employees from Kenwood Middle School in Clarksville for a field trip to Jackson, Tennessee. The cause of the crash is under investigation. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. Rapper Fetty Wap's new album, Xavier's, out today. Hype Anjwani reports it's his first since his release from prison.
I ain't never really said this out loud before.
In January, Fetty Wap was released from a federal prison to home confinement after serving just over half a 6-year sentence for his role in a New York-based drug trafficking scheme. He wasted no time jumping right back into it. His next album, Xavier.
I had a whole lot to say.
He estimates that he and his collaborators made 123 songs in total. 17 made the final list.
It's been a few years of holding things in there, so.
Overall, Fetty Wap hopes that Xavier gives his audience a sense of good energy and positivity.
I'm not looking for any type of, like, sympathy. I'm not looking for any type of, like, anything. Just love the music. You know, and if you don't, let me know so I can make better music.
I'm Haya Panjwani.
There are more stories at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards. Save.